I'm on the edge of my seat right now because I want to know how you. I want to know how you're going to squeeze in a molar endo when you've probably got hygiene checks you got to do. You got probably other operative or restorative patients going on, and I want to know how you're going to squeeze that. How squeeze that patient in? So, sure, go ahead.
How do I? Here we go. Okay. Well, the first thing I think we'll all agree on is that the odds are doing that endo procedure is probably going to be more profitable on a dollar per hour basis than what you will be doing in another operatory at some point in the future. In most cases, that will be true. So you need to understand that you're better off doing that endo while that patient is there than you are sending that patient home and doing something in the next operatory.
So wait a minute. So I can hear this coming right now. So what you're going to do if you've got other operatories that already have patients that are numb, you're going to just send them home, say, I'm sorry, we decided we can't do your procedure today. I've got something that's more profitable, so you get out of here and come back another time. Is that where we're heading with this, Mike?
You know what? Not quite. I've got some better suggestions. Okay. I mean, I like that idea, but I've got some better suggestions. And one thing you can do, let's say the patient coming in next, it's a teenager and you're doing two quadrants of composites. So one thing you can do is modify the treatment on that patient. Very often you can suggest to the patient that you do one quadrant of composites and they might jump up and down and say, great, I have somewhere else I need to be anyway. It's no problem coming back, and buy some time from that. The other thing I recommend you do is not make a mistake like I once did. In that scenario, I had a patient that I could have completed a root canal, but I saw on my schedule that 10 minutes down the line, my next patient was supposed to show up and I was going to do a very profitable crown and bridge appointment. What I found out after I let the root canal patient leave is that that next patient wasn't going to show up. So before you dismiss that patient who needs the root canal, confirm, absolutely confirm that your next patient is in fact planning to keep their appointment. So absolutely do that. You might be surprised. And the last thing is, if you happen to have the capacity in your office, and maybe it's an extra operatory, and especially if it's early in the day, I found that if you tell your patient, give them the option of staying in your office, understanding that it may be several hours. You can tell them it'll be 2 or 3 hours, but we can go ahead and do the complete nerve treatment today while you're here, and the benefits to you are we don't need to give you additional injection, you don't need to take another day off of work to make another appointment, and we will waive the emergency fee, because what you'll do is not charge for the pulpectomy, you'll charge just for the root canal, because you cannot charge for both procedures to most insurance companies, so you'll just charge for the root canal on that particular day. So that's the way you can buy some extra time. Now, the other thing I want to mention is that years ago, there were really no insurance companies that would pay for both a pulpectomy and a root canal procedure if they're provided by the same provider. But that's changed, and most companies have now changed, and that is if you do a pulpectomy on a separate procedure, then when you're doing the root canal, then most companies will pay the same provider for both procedures. But it is a variable.
So a different day, in other words.
Absolutely.
You can't do the pulpectomy in the morning, bring it back in the afternoon, and finish the endo and charge for two separate procedures. That wouldn't work.
You know, if you did that, I would certainly put a narrative report on why it was done that way. But you're much better off if it's important to the patient to be reimbursed for both, which usually it is. To do them on separate days.
But that's interesting. So once your Goldstein standard is very interesting, especially the ways that once you find that you are able to complete the endo, possibly keeping them there and some real creative ways to work them into the schedule. I like that.
You know, it's really interesting, but if you're up front with patients and you're attentive to their needs and you have an assistant checking on them every 10 or 15 minutes, making sure they're happy watching TV, they have something to drink, and you don't mislead them as far as how long it's going to take, you might be surprised at how patient they'll be and how happy they'll be to hang around your office for hours to get something done over a period of time rather than have to come back.
Well, that's a good point, especially if they've already taken off of work, they're already there. Like you said, they're already numb. So, you know, I personally would, if it were me, I would do it. I would stay.
I had one patient who told me that at the particular job she had in Griffin, if she took off for an hour appointment, a half hour appointment, whatever it was, she had to take a half a day leave off of work.
Mm.
Even if she came for a 10-minute appointment, basically that was her choice. For personal time, has to be a half a day at a time. So she was thrilled not to have to take off another half day.